You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
And we're live. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Gather around. This is Red Pill Tamales, public episode Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. A lot of people still real upset with me over... We had two choices to pick from. I did my research just like everybody had to do their research. Based on my research, I had to go with the other guy. Some people can't get over that. Some people, I've been called everything today. My boy Gordo Mamon from San Jose, out there from Northern California, Salinas, he posted a collab video we did. It was like at a Vietnamese restaurant, and he uploaded it on his channel. So what do? The trolls hop on there to talk mess about me, and they start throwing shade at him, saying, how dare you have this vendido culture vulture sellout coconut. He thinks he want to be white on the inside. He turned his back on la raza. All these opinions that got assigned to them, all these hallucinations, they can't really give no real reason besides they're really loyal to a particular political party. That's how I see it. I see it like they've been so brainwashed to believe that the people that are in charge right now are better for la raza. Long story short, that's what they think. They think the people that are in charge right now are better for la raza. It's better for your wallet, better for your economy, better for your job, better for your national security, better for your war type situation, what's going on with the dollar. But hey, we're not here to talk about that specifically. I'm just letting y'all know that we haven't stopped. That's my point. My point is, we have not stopped. I'm recording right now. I'm uploading today. We're going to talk about what the LA Dodgers got going on. We're going to talk about what Target got going on, who Target chose to work with. We're going to talk about why are they issuing satellite phones to some of these senators. I don't know if it's congressmen or senators, but they issued out 50 satellite phones. We're going to talk about how other countries are allowed to buy up American farmland, other countries controlling the food supply by buying up American farmland. This should be something that is relevant to everybody. And we're just going to talk about it real quick because I know y'all got stuff to do and some of this stuff is depressing. Not to mention that didn't they just like a train full of can I say all this stuff on here? A train with some very dangerous things. I forget how many tons. Somebody in the comments can let me know. What's up, my boy Nelson Quintanilla? What it do, big dime? Somebody can let me know in the comments. A whole bunch of something that could be used for something very dangerous came up missing up off a train recently. All right, so let's talk about it, man. I'm just here to remind y'all and let y'all know that we've been doing this show, Red Pill Tamales, RPT, for like going on three years. We have not stopped. We have not slowed down. I'm uploading an episode tomorrow for the patrons, all the members of the TIA. That's the Tamal Intelligence Agency. Friday, I'm uploading the episode because last week I fell off. I messed up and I didn't get all my recording done. So I owe them an episode. But what's up, Stevie Capone? Speaking of the TIA, all you got to do is say the TIA three times and members of the TIA pop up. The homie Stevie Capone, thank you for the comment on YouTube. Now let's get into it, man. Andrew Singletary, thank you for the answer. He said it was a whole lot of fertilizer that came up missing. Now, I'm sure the feds are on it, right? I'm sure the feds are... they doing a Scooby-Doo right now. They looking, they paying attention, they interviewing people. They asking those tough questions. They knocking on doors. They going through somebody's file. I'm sure they're focused on the tons of missing fertilizer. All right, somebody's asking me a question right here before we get into the first topic, which is LA Dodgers calling out Dodger fans. I'm waiting on my boy Jerry Garcia. I want to text him. I want to call him like, hey, bro, how do you feel about what the LA Dodgers are doing? But let me read this comment. Francisco Santos says, Ron DeSantis or Trump? Francisco says he likes DeSantis only because he thinks he can get the moderate Republican and independent voters that will be critical to beating a Dem in the general election. No matter what, there are people who will not vote for Trumpitas no matter what. No matter what's at stake, even if it means another 4 years of weak leadership. I'm not on Team DeSantis, bro. I think he's a great governor, but he's going to have to chill and wait his turn. I don't know if you saw, bro, but he just did like a tour. He went to like four different cities worldwide. I can't even remember. I think like Jerusalem, Japan. I don't even know where he went. But buddy couldn't handle it. He ain't ready for the big stage. All right. Selena Espinosa wants to talk about how they're housing all the military-aged illegal trespassers, men, in Eagle Pass. So Eagle Pass got a whole bunch of military-aged, some would call them undocumented. You know, some people get very sensitive as to what you call these people. But, you know, they trespassing, they not from here, they ain't got no papers, we know, call them what you want, but they got them in the military bases. All right, all my Dodgers fans, I want to see comments about the Dodgers. Mark Aguilar, he said, what's up, homie? He said, Dodgers caved to the alphabet cult. Anybody else got a comment about what the Dodgers got going on? Anybody? Do y'all care? Am I tripping? Am I just paying attention to this stuff too much? Like, I'm really curious. I'm trying to get the feedback. I got over 1 million subscribers on Facebook. Right now, there's only 40 people on the Facebook stream. I don't know how many people are watching on YouTube. Probably the same amount or less. But many, many people will hear this recording in the weeks to come on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all that. But I can't hear from them in real time. I can't get the comments from those people in real time. So, you know, Selena says, Dodgers who? Go Stros, go. I'm really trying to see what's up with the feedback with the Dodgers. All right, I'm going to talk about it then. I don't know if y'all care. I feel like, you know, hey, it's cool if I'm talking to a wall. It's all good because I'm recording the audio. And we're going to put it on Spotify. We're going to put it on Apple Podcasts, etc. Don't forget, get your tickets, man. I'm going to be in the House of Blues in Houston June 16th. That is your reminder. June 16th, House of Blues. Don't get sold out. Don't say I didn't warn you. So, the LA Dodgers. Here's the paisa breakdown. I'm going to give you the quick layman's terms of what happened. So, apparently, Big Dot, the LA Dodgers were like, hey, man, we trying to be super inclusive. We trying to just cater to everybody. And I don't know if this particular group reached out to the Dodgers or if the Dodgers were like reached out to them. I don't know who was in charge. I don't know what score the Dodgers were trying to improve upon, like the woke score. Like, let's show we more diverse. We more inclusive. But basically, they hit up this group called the sisters, what do they call them? Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is basically a group of grown-ass men that they done did everything besides dress up like nuns, do a bunch of drag shows, some freaky stuff, a whole bunch of twerking. They twerked on the crucifix. They had a dude acting like he was Jesus being crucified. They twerked on him. They started doing stripper moves on the crucifix. People were cheering, woo, as if it's some form of like artistic expression. But I'll tell you this, bro. You think they could have got away with that, making fun of Islam, making fun of Allah, making fun of Judaism? You think they could have went up there and mocked Jews and rabbis? Hell no. You tell me what happens, pariente, if they start mocking Allah or any other religion, bro. The Dodgers would have been like, no. You can make fun of Christians, bro. You can make fun of Christ. You can make fun of Christians. You can make fun of Catholics. You can make fun of all that. Because that's all, you know, it's cool. It's okay. Because that's just been somehow twisted up as it's okay to make fun of them. They ain't going to do nothing anyway. They just going to turn the other cheek. You know, that's Christian. Yeah. It's almost like they trying to treat Christians like we the bottom of the barrel, bro. Like no type of respect. And people that be leaving little troll comments, it's like, y'all want me to stop talking about it. Y'all want me to stop doing these kind of podcasts. But you know what? I'm a chill. I'm going to lower my blood pressure. And we're just going to stick to the facts. So basically, the Dodgers got a bunch of backlash because people were like, hey, bro, you know it's going to be kids in the stands. We don't know what this got to do with baseball. Remember when baseball was just about baseball? All of a sudden, they got to bend over backwards and try to please everybody. And now, a huevo, it seemed like everything got to have something drag involved with it. And I got to watch what I say because I'm on big tech. And I know they use artificial intelligence to hear everything you're saying. And I got over 1 million subscribers on here. And I got shows to promote. I'm not up here trying to, like, sabotage my entire... I got to feed my kids, bro. You know, we got mortgages and everything else. We got people to pay. And we got stuff going on. So I'm not trying to jeopardize my channel. I'm just letting you know the facts. All right. I'm giving it to you live at 5, Eyewitness News, Slamming the Ice Machine. So the Dodgers got a whole bunch of pushback. And then they were like, all right, we're going to cancel the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. We're not going to have the drag nuns no more. And then something happened. They must have got bullied by some other groups. Let me let my wife know I'm recording. She wants to check up on the baby because I was at the pharmacy. She's good. Recording. Talk to you later. All right. This is real life happening, y'all. I'm broadcasting live from Casa de Blin Studios, and I'm on here trying to talk to my people. They act like we ain't on this RPT no more. They act like we ain't broadcasting every week. Week after week after week after week after week. We the ones talking about this stuff. You know what I mean? Even though they done called me every name in the book. Get your tickets now and come catch a show. Oklahoma City, July 6th. Chicago, July 16th. And we just added Arlington, Texas at the Improv, July 28th, 29th, and 30th. A whole weekend at the Improv in Arlington. Get your mind right. So long story short, the Dodgers, they presented a whole struggle session apology, man. They put out the whole graphic with the LA Dodger sign, with the whole trans flag. Not the rainbow. The new one that just dropped, the plus. They got the brown stripe, the black triangle stripe, the baby blue, the baby pink, all todos los colores way. It's like a smorgasbord of colors. It ain't even just rainbow no more. Let me check my audio levels because I'm out here getting crunk. I'm over here preaching to the choir. So then they said we're gonna go ahead and reinvite the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to take their spot on the field. It's like, what is the Dodgers organization? What y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Somebody asked right here, are you going to homeschool your kids? We want to, but, you know, we going to figure that part out. We looking into it. It's about that time to figure out what we going to do. But hey, you know, daddy's on tour. You know what I'm saying? Daddy got to work. It's going to be hard for me. I'm going to do my best when it's my turn to teach the class. Daddy got to hop on Facebook and YouTube and do red pill tamales, even though it seemed like only 200 people give a damn about this stuff. I got over 1 million people on Facebook, but we're going to keep it going because I know y'all got stuff to do. Yes, we have a Discord, man. The Discord is for the members of the Tia. It's for the patrons. If you want to join the Patreon, look at the bottom of the screen. That's where you go. All right, let's look at these comments, man. Somebody's in the comments saying, look at what happened in Brazil. they making fun of the flag. Okay, we have ¿cómo se llama? A super chat from a member of the Tia, the homie Sean, representing West Texas, the owner of Sean's John's, carnal. Homeboy, he got a couple businesses. One of them is Sean's John's. That means if you're out there in West Texas, man, you got like an oil rig situation going on, you need about 10, 12 porta potties, you just call Sean up, man. He'll pull up, he'll back that truck up. Beep, beep, beep. Todas limpiecitas, lavaditas, carnal. Bien limpiecitas los porta potties. You could damn near make some birria up out of there. That's how clean it is. Thank you for the super chat. He said, make sure to give a like for the algorithm. If you ain't gonna leave a comment, at least leave a like so it let the algorithm know, all right, man, Chingo Bling ain't, you know what I'm saying, whatever they saying about him ain't true. You know, they call me culture vulture and all this crazy stuff. But let's wrap up this Dodgers conversation before we move on to Target and everything else that some of y'all might not care. At least let me know in the comments, do you care? Just let me know in the comments, like, yeah, I kind of care about Target, or yeah, I don't really care about what the Dodgers do. Like, that don't affect me. Whatever. I'm curious because there truly is a lot more important stuff happening. But when it comes to these shiny object distractions, this culture war stuff, you still kind of got to peep game. And that might be a way for the normies to really start to wake up and be like, yo, there is like an entire agenda. So you telling me these businesses got a score that their little points go up and they get access to more capital, and like, who's giving them these ideas? Who's backing them up? Because as you could tell, a lot of these companies don't give a dang about their customers. Like, Bud Light stock went pew. They can't give it away, bro. Bud Light, there's cases of Bud Light sitting in restaurants, in the stock room, in the back, in Las Hieleras. And the distributors know. If you know anybody who works in the, in the beer game or in the bars, ask a bartender, ask somebody that works at a sports bar. You tell me. I mean, yes, I'm sure some people still drink it or whatever, but some people don't really understand what the issue really is. Is they've been pushing, you know, this stuff onto people so much. They pushing the parents so much. They put it in the classrooms. They got the woke teachers. Like, schools these days ain't how we grew up. The way we grew up is you know, I pledge allegiance. And if you're from Texas, you honor the Texas flag. Now, bro, what flags you see? You see every other flag except the one they hate. And y'all know the one they hate, the one with the stars and stripes. They can't stand that one with the stars and stripes because to them it just represents like, that's what's oppressing me. That's capitalism. That's whiteness. You know, that's Christianity. It's Christianity oppressing me and it's judging me and it's not inclusive enough. It's like, bro, the red, white, and blue is the most inclusive. Is this for everybody? The red, white, and blue is for everybody to get some, and everybody put in some work, and everybody could win. Yes, I see some people know what time it is in the comments. I want to pin some of these comments, but let's just wrap up the Dodgers convo. So, I guess we're at the point where they reinvited the Sisters of Perpetual. I keep having to say their name. They getting free promo. They got reinvited. Even though it's like a social media fire, like all the conservative people, all the, you know, a lot of Christians, concerned parents, Dodgers fans, people that don't want to see twerking nuns who, I think one of them was convicted. I don't know how many people are in this group, but one of them got convicted for like some pretty sinister stuff that I can't even say on Mark Zuckerberg's. Platform. I'm not trying to lose my platform, but I'm trying to keep it real. And that should let you know something. You can't even keep it real no more without somebody trying to cancel you or them trying to deplatform you or kick you off. If that ain't a wake-up call as to who's really standing up, who's really trying to speak out, who's really trying to be transparent, who's really trying to be honest, who's really trying to speak up for the kids, who really wants the best for the next generation of our country and our kids and grandkids. You got all this stuff going on with the debt ceiling. You got, right now in Switzerland, you got all these, I can't even say what they look like. You got all these global influencers having a meeting right now where they trying to say, hey, America, if you want to be down with this little treaty we got, anytime there's another health emergency, y'all know what I'm talking about, something where they want to start locking you down and making you do stuff and put stuff in your body. If there's another health emergency, they want to be able to say, what we say goes. And then all the countries got to do what we say, because that's the science. And a lot of y'all want to have y'all's own little sovereignty. A lot of y'all still want to be a nation. Y'all don't want to get with the global order of things. So there's so much to talk about. I'm going to drop another episode tomorrow, which is strictly for the patrons. You see it scrolling at the bottom. You want to join that. I'm going to drop an exclusive episode. I think it's only for the upper tier patrons on Friday. The Capitanes. Puro Capitan, carnal. But let's keep an eye on this Dodger situation. I think it's interesting. I mean, I think it's worth paying attention to. Like, even if it's just to laugh on Instagram and shake your head. My boy Informed with Anthony, we've had him on the show a few times. Follow him on Instagram, Informed with Anthony. Follow him on Twitter. He's from, I believe he's originally from California, or from LA. But, and he's Catholic. So, you know, he got a lot to say. I don't know. Let me know what y'all think. Let me look at some comments before we move on to the target. A ver. Here it is. Stevie Capone, member of the TIA. Member of the TIA. He said, I care, but I'm definitely seeing it everywhere. Target had an emergency meeting because of the backlash. A la madre. Vamos a ver, vamos a ver, vamos a ver. Sophia, I'll tell you in a minute why I'm not for DeSantis. I think the orange one is better. Yes, DeSantis got to wait his turn. D-Rod 432, it sounds like he's up on game. He said, this whole agenda is based on corporations participating in ESG. I would argue that it's ESG and other things similar to ESG. I think there's another one called CEI. I don't even know all the letters and all the names, but they're basically like your woke score. Harold Cano, what's up, Big Don? He said, man, these folks can't stand freedom. They begging for communism. Yup. Goofies. Vamos a ver. Hold on. Luciano Adolfo, what you talking about? Low key, one looks good. Who? One of the nuns? Yeah, Chris Drizzle saying, yeah, George Soros behind a lot of that. You got to watch what you say. That should let you know. Something's going on. If you can't even critique people, I gotta watch what I say about that billionaire, bro. Ain't that something? And how many raza turn they back on me because somebody assigned them an opinion? They were like, oh, you a culture vulture and you use la raza and then you turn your back on la raza and all this other stuff. And it's like, bro, hey, whatever you say, boss. You know more about politics than me. Whatever you say, boss. I picked the wrong guy. You picked the right guy. He's doing a great job. El se cae en el hocico. All right. Not that many comments. Not that many comments. All right. Let's move on to Target. Target, Target, Target. Bring that ass here. Target has gone super overboard. They went like they what they used to do was Pride Month. They would have todo de arcoiris. Everything was rainbow. Everything. Boom, 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 boom. Rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. You couldn't even find the regular, like, damn, bro, where the regular clothes? Like, I don't want nothing. Like, where the regular toothbrushes? Where the regular drawers? I just need some regular socks. Like, I don't know what all this is going on. Where the regular stuff at? So we kind of got used to that. Like, all right, here come Target, man. It's June. You ain't going to find nothing regular. And I highly doubt that they sell all that stuff that they be putting up in there, which is rainbow. Because it be sitting. I don't know. Think about it. How many Target stores do they have? How many of these items? Is my camera moving? Am I tripping? How many of these items are do they have in inventory? And can they move it all? Like, what y'all do with the leftovers? Where y'all send that? So now Target went hella overboard. Now they got everything trans. They done put the plus on it. They done went everything trans. Y'all know what the next step is, right? Next year, you're going to be like, damn, hold on, bro. Y'all normalizing what? What is y'all normalizing? Now they got tuck-friendly bikinis in the girls section. So now they basically saying, hey, man, boys going to wear these too, player. These tuck-friendly. These got a little bit more fabric in the front, bro. You know what I'm saying? In case you want to tuck. Congratulations. If you still shop at Target, hey, you probably call me a coconut in the same breath. You probably like, Chingo Bling is a coconut, and he's hating on Target, and you can't wait to go spend your money at Target because you think I'm just some crazy person that's like rambling with 56 people on my Facebook Live right now. Puro cotorreo, carnal. It can't be nothing but skits all the time, bro. It can't be nothing but Canelo voiceovers all the time. Do y'all want all of me? Or y'all just want just little parts? Don't forget, new single dropping this Friday. It's called Crunk Cumbia Ain't Dead. It's dropping this Friday. I want y'all to jam it and give me the feedback. See if I still got it. Let me know if I'm rusty. So Target has gone all the way in. All the way in. They done made the bikinis tuck friendly. They done made onesies that say Bien Proud. They did a collab with a Satanist, a designer who worships Satan. This designer, people done went down the rabbit hole and they got the receipts where this designer was like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be working with Target. My designs are going to be everywhere. Oh my God. And then you start looking at their page and it's like, whoa, bro, what are these designs? He had to, I guess it's a he. I don't know the damn pronouns, but he had designs that said, that's cold, right? The males are taking the design jobs. Y'all ain't got no females. Y'all ain't got no old school females designing stuff. Anyway, the Satanist, he had designs that said, demolish the system. But it was spelled CIS, like cisgender, which is a whole other made up bullshit ass word. Excuse my language. What else? He had one that says Satan uses pronouns or Satan approves of pronouns. Like, just demonic. Ese güey se le metió el demonio de Little Nas X, carnal. El demonio que se le metió al Little Nas X se le metió a este güey. And Target platformed this dude. Of course people gonna have a backlash. Of course. Now you got the North Face. The North Face got some dude with a mustache and a dress parading around, getting ready for June. They can get that woke score up. All right, Super Chat, Super Chat, Super Chat. Super Chat, Super Chat. Much love for Joseph Supermax Rodriguez. Thanks for sending that comment via YouTube. He said, keep your foot on their necks, Chingo. Is Lubbock soon? You know what, man? I'm going to look into it. I'm going to hit up my boy. To see if we can get back out there. But I can't remember the last time I was there. I think the first time we went, we sold it out. And then I think this last year, it's hard to tell, bro. Like, how much of this is pandemic related or like economy related or marketing and promotions related on my end? Like, maybe, you know, it was still packed. It was packed. But I don't mind, bro. I like Lubbock. Let me know, bro, if you know of a cool venue, where La Raza will be familiar and they won't, you know what I'm saying? They'll show up and they'll know, you know what I'm saying? A ver, aquí que dice aquí, Carlos P. says, Raza con su Jorge Ramos no saben. Chingo, tú síguele escupiendo a huevos. Juan Perez, my social media manager, he's like, man, 5 minutes later, Chingo Bling banned. You wild, but I respect it. I got to watch what I say, man. If y'all really want the truth, you got to join the Patreon. If you really want to hear everything trill spill, you got to just join the Patreon, man. If you really into this stuff and you want to figure out, like, do we need to start having like emergency food supply? Like, do you need something like that for your family? Like, are they really putting certain medicines in the meat? Like, are they going to shoot up the cows with that? And then you feed it to your babies? And now they got that medicine in their body? Air quotes. Like, these are the topics we really be trying to cover. At the risk of me getting called, y'all already know, Vendido, Culture Vulture, Coconut, Sellout. I mean, a lot of people from California seem to be mainly the ones, right? They got private accounts. They don't post nothing. And maybe they're Dodger fans. I don't know. I don't know that part. But shout out to the Dodgers fans. Vamos a ver. Let's see what happens with Target's emergency meeting. Let's see what happens with their stock. Let's see if it just goes away and blows over. How is the media going to cover it? Like, is the media going to be like, for example, I can't remember who it was, but a news outlet said the LA Dodgers booked a satirical drag group and there was a backlash. That's how they said it. They didn't say one of them was convicted for doing some stuff I can't even say on here. They didn't say they was twerking on the cross. They was had twerking Jesus. They was twerking nuns. And, you know, they don't say all that. They sugarcoat. They're like, oh, those right wingers sure are overreacting, aren't they? You know, it's just an innocent little satirical group. Harold Cano dice, ¿por dónde se les metió el demonio? Gerardo Galvez says, no more Target for me. Let's see. What's up, Big Don? Chris Drizzle said, do a Biden skit. Yeah, sign me up. But some of that stuff he be doing, I don't want to emulate. You know what I'm saying? Some of that stuff he be getting caught doing on camera, I don't want to emulate. But I'm surprised that like SNL and late night TV or Fools Gone Wild. When's the last time you saw Fools Gone Wild post a meme that's making fun of Brandon? They can't. They're not allowed to. You can't go against the grain. How you trying to make money out here and you going against the grain? Come on, man. Somebody tell me. How you going to risk your pages? Risk how you make money? How you going to risk getting called out of your name? People labeling you stuff? Who would want to risk that? I think you got to be a little bit slightly thrown off to be openly talking about this, right? We could have just played dumb. Like, Chingo, what's up, man? What you think about the Dodgers? Get away? No, man. Get your tickets now, bro. Yeah, you know, I don't like talking politics, brother. You know, I don't like, yeah, brother, you know, I just want to, you know, shout out my sponsors. And yeah, I don't want, yeah, get your tickets now, though. Chingo, what's up, man? What you think about Target? Ooh, you know what, brother? I don't know what you're talking about. That's what I'm going to start doing pretty soon. All these RPT episodes just going to be for the patrons only. Why make any of this public? I'm going to be like everybody else, just mind my business. And then y'all gonna be like, what happened, fool? You scared or what, fool? What happened? Hold on. Savage, are you what's up, bro? You a Dodgers fan? I wanna hear your opinion. My boy, that boy T, he said, how about them Astros? We got some new music coming, man. We got like a handful of tracks. T, let me know what's up, man. When can we hit them over the head with something? When can we tease them with a track? Y'all know I'm going to be at the House of Blues June 16th. I'm trying to let everybody know in the state of Texas, bro. I want people to come from Austin and Waco and the Valley and West Texas. Gerardo said, what the F is a coconut? You ain't never heard that one, bro? Coconut, they basically saying you brown on the inside, you white on the inside. You brown on the outside and you white on the inside. That's basically what that insult means. So anytime you go against the Democratic Party, boom, and you brown, boom, Malinche, sell out, vendido. They hit you with all of them, bro. You're not allowed to walk off the plantation. You gotta vote for, if you in Houston, they want you to vote for Sheila Jackson Lee And you think she gonna bring some improvement to Harris County, my boy? You think Harris County gonna be good? I'ma shut up. All right, I don't want nobody calling me a vendido, so I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let y'all. I'm gonna let you vote how you want to vote. Adrian Elijah says, "Okay, when is Chingo gonna let me hop on a track? On the track? Shit, man, hit the business email, Big Don. We can get it done. I'm knocking out features all the time. Some of them about to start coming out, and you're gonna see some music videos for them as well." Let's just hit one more topic, man, before I let y'all go. And I'm going to upload this audio to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All right. I don't know if y'all heard, but they letting fools from other countries buy up our farmland. Do you think that's kosher? Do you think that's normal? At what point do we become concerned? Does that bother you? Does it, any red flags? Should that be allowed? I mean, I could tell y'all which countries and I could tell y'all where, but I don't want to get called no names. Have y'all heard about that? Yes or no? Let me know in the comments. Have y'all heard about other countries buying up American farmland? What do you think they have planned? What do you think the purpose is of that? And we haven't even gotten into, I mean, maybe for tomorrow's episode, I'll talk about Title 42. We could talk about how Chicago is starting to get mad about all the migrants they dropping off, immigrants, whatever you want to call them, undocumented people, illegal aliens. The people in New York, they putting them up in hotels by Times Square. If you a citizen and you a New Yorker, you can't even rent no hotel room right there. They're like, nah, cuz, these for the undocumented. Christy Aguilar knows the answer. I see it in the comments. She knows exactly which country is buying up the farmland. Mari Lopez says, we sure as hell can't do that in other countries. Because other countries got some sense. They ain't got a bunch of sellouts running this country into the ground. It's getting crucial, y'all. It's getting real crucial. Gerardo Galvez says, not good. Next thing, they're going to be trying to take over. Hey, make sure y'all check out this right here. This is a sponsor, M3C. M3C! Mary's Creek Cattle Company. They got some delicious grade A beef, grass-fed, right there in Victoria, Texas. They got the cows out there. They got them roaming around. They live better than us. They don't live in Harris County. Them cows ain't got to breathe in pollution and traffic and graffiti and catalytic converter gangs, and they ain't got to see no drug deals and prostitution. Them cows are happier than us. And at the end of the day, it's delicious, healthy meat you could give your family. You could stock up. Make sure y'all check them out. Mary's Creek Cattle Company. You could put down your deposit. It's just $400 deposit, and you could buy half a steer or a whole steer. Go get you one of them freezers from Walmart, Home Depot. Y tas hasta el tronco de steaks, carnal. Ground beef, brisket. I was going to make birria tacos out of the brisket we have, but my babysitter, she put it in a crock pot. She made something else. So Mary's Creek, I might have to buy another half steer pretty soon. But we purchased our half steer, I think it was September last year. Bro, we barely put a dent in that beef supply. Like, we still got, like, a freezer and a half still. And we only bought a half steer. So, hey, do what you will with that information. What? Santino Gonzalez said, how is that? Bill Gates already bought up 90% of the land that is available. Y'all know about that. Yeah, Christy said, not to mention how daddy of Microsoft buys up farmland too. Yeah, come on now, peep game. And I used to defend that fool. It was during when Marisol and I were going live almost every day because I ain't had no job. I wasn't essential. So we was going live, cafecito time, which, by the way, we recorded one this morning, and I'll upload the audio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. But I used to defend Bill Gates, man, because people were in my comments. I don't know where all those people went, but they were on my comments like, hey, bro, you got to watch that fool, bro, like, they got some sinister plans, man. They working with the dark arts over there. And I was like, nah, bro, how you gonna tell me Bill Gates, he done donated and he done spent so much of his time and money and energy trying to solve problems for people all over the world. And he putting mosquito nets in rural parts of Africa so malaria don't spread and kids don't. Hey, y'all was up on it before I was. All right. This is going to be the last comment and I'm going to let y'all go. Mari Lopez, women migrants are given condoms and Plan B pill before they travel. That's freaking sad. People don't know about the Darien Gap. People don't know about how children get rented because they find legal loopholes where they pretend to be a family. And then they lost 85,000 kids. They don't know where they at. The rest were given to sponsors where you just go pick up a kid. Hey, man, I'm a sponsor. One of these kids mine. I'm a sponsor. And then them kids end up being all types of labor traffic and everything else. So, 85,000 kids, bro. And you ain't heard Eva Longoria. You ain't heard George Lopez. You ain't heard John Leguizamo. You ain't heard Fools Gone Wild. All these people are silent for a reason. All right? Mark my words, bro. They are not allowed. They'll get in trouble. Come on, man. I put money on it that y'all can't get George Lopez to acknowledge that. All of a sudden, he don't want to get involved in politics. All of a sudden, he don't want to talk about kids and the border. Pero ahí andaba la AOC. Ay, estoy llorando. Tengo mi suit blanco. Ay, los niños. They're concentration camps. Papi trompas. They put the foil blanket. They're separating the families from the kids. Chingo, how dare you? They're separating them. Bro, they done lost 85K. Bow! That way. And on that note, I'm going to let y'all go. So, hey, I'm going to let y'all use y'all's discernment and figure out who's giving y'all the trill spill and who really ain't. Se cuidan. And please subscribe to the podcast. Tune in on Apple, Spotify, y todo el pedo. Ahí nos vemos en H-Town House of Blues, June 16th. It will sell out. Official after party at Cobos Barbecue. Cobos Q. Sports bar right there by Minute Maid Park, and all the rest of the cities and tour dates on my website, Chicago, Oklahoma City, Arlington, Texas, and so on. Yes, I'm going to have Oscar El Blue on my show again. We had him on last year, and we're going to have him back. He's always in the mix. He's always traveling. He's always boots on the ground, risking his life. He's already been through a lot of stuff. Shout out to Oscar El Blue. He gives you the real info. All right, y'all. I'll holler at y'all. Se cuidan. Have a good day. Stay blessed. Peace.